Last time on Gamer's Table, Victoriana.
Jason was outside the mother's spotted dick, and Reggie was saving his friend Skeven Poe from three men assaulting him.
Allegedly cops.
No. One was a uniform cop.
One
was in a cop uniform.
But was obviously not on duty.
Right. So there, and he wasn't didn't have his hat or anything like that. So
his shirt was untucked.
That's why I said allegedly.
The other one,
they weren't all cops.
They may not.
They
the one not, cop may
did not,
not even
all
been a
appear
cop.
To be cops.
He's probably a dirty cop. Justified kill.
This time in London, I'm pretty. That's probably the case. Yeah. All I remember from last week is Jason basically killing everything in sight.
The halfling.
Yes.
Yes. So
who carries a big stick?
That's Reggie. Reggie killed a scumbag who was attacking him, and a group of three guys who were fighting Skeven Poe. For saving his life, Skeven felt obligated, or actually he was coerced, into leading you to find the Meriwether. You drop the name Meriwether.
Yeah, and I don't think he was grateful because he said something about, I'll keep it between me and you that you murdered that Scotland Yard detective.
He was so grateful, he's not going to turn Jason in.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
So
that's what you get for hanging out with a rat man.
So everything kind of came together as you were following Skeven into Soho. Brick and
every time you say Brick, Booker, I say give me that shoe.
Brick and Booker were making their way to Soho because the professor told them about the Meriwether family. And also, Laszlo and Vijay, you guys were in the carriage headed back, and you saw the major walking and then decided to follow him.
Hot on the tail of
A halfling.
Yeah, he let us know that he was sneaking on
this halfling actor. Yeah. You, who was headed towards the Golden Stage Theater. The halfling then aborted going to there and ended up going to the Black Garter, which is a gentleman's club.
It's a halfling brothel.
The best kind.
So you guys decided to hang out at what you thought was a bistro. What turned out it was a pub that was throwing out a few tables and chairs, and you sat down on the street.
You totally sold it as a bistro and then changed
totally
it.
Sold it. Oh, no,
just
no.
Like what you did with Jason and the Bobby.
Oh, okay. So now Dan's on my side, I see. All right.
I see.
Only when it makes sense.
You sat down, and I believe it was Brick goes, this is London doesn't have bistros.
Yes.
Just not in that part of town.
No, we're not in Paris.
So you decided to go inside and found out that you were in fact, in a halfling pub. And as you were sitting down getting acquainted with the crowd, a group
getting
of... Getting acquainted with your beverage. A group of halfling tufts came in, accompanied by the halfling actor that you were following, Major, and a melee ensued.
But they were noticeably short of pepper boxes.
I was going to say, Jason brought a gun to a melee fight.
Right. I brought a piece of artillery, actually.
I believe the fight actually lasted for a couple of rounds. It wasn't like it was Jason pulled a gun and blew him all to hell.
Well, I would have had I not rolled so poorly.
No, it was one round. That's right. I just edited cover. It because Jason went last and just basically cleaned up.
Yeah. To amend that, the rules for pepper box.
I was going to say we had to be doing it wrong.
Is it's one target.
Ah, okay. That makes a lot more sense.
Yes.
Yeah, but you're going to kill.
It's still a point and kill weapon. So, but that's the rules. So
there needs to be a much higher blow your hand off factor to that.
Well,
there's no spread. There's no accounting for that.
No, not really.
Okay. Not at that.
Well, I mean, blunderbuss and shotguns have
sure,
spread.
Right.
But
these are
just a tight pattern.
Right.
Yeah, blast. But it's still
very effective.
Well, there's no range on it. It's like point blank.
No, I think the range is
so
30 feet, I think, isn't it?
15 yards.
I'd like to also point out he blew them all away after I was trying to get them to surrender.
Because there was only a few left.
What? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, they'd already give up.
He was trying to coerce them into backing away. And you just went, you kind of lined up the last couple and went, ba-blam, blew like, through one into another and killed
them. I'm like, are you ready to give up now? Boom! How about now?
So where we left it off, though, if you remember correctly.
Oh, he was about to go out the door. I'm like, don't you move.
The halfling actor was just outside the door. And after Reggie blasted the last two guys, he took a step like he was going to take off running. And the major was like, "Don't you move!" And he stopped and put his hands up.
Hello and welcome to Gamers Table, a podcast discussion of tabletop role-playing games, war games, movies, books, and various other game-related topics. Be warned, this show contains some explicit material that may not be suitable for all audiences.
Hello and welcome to Gamers Table. My name is Eric.
This is Mike.
This is Dan.
This is Mark.
This is Jason.
And I'm Sean.
Do you want me to shoot him?
Not yet, Reggie.
VJ is under a table. Everyone else is still in their combat poses.
And apparently Booker just left.
And Booker
wandered off.
No, I gave Booker instructions to take one of the halflings down to Whitechapel.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yes, he's taking one of the halflings down to Whitechapel with a pepper box, I believe. Was he taking your pepper box?
Well, hell no.
Covering up another murder.
How about that?
How about that? Okay, so is there any real damage to the bar?
Not really, but okay. I mean, people are filing out, jumping through windows, that kind of thing.
Drinks are on me. I try to kind of calm the mood a little bit.
I go to the bar.
They were already on me for
make
you.
A streetwise roll. Those who have streetwise,
I have two of them.
And wits.
If I don't have streetwise,
have streetwise, then roll just straight up wits.
I do.
Oh, streetwise is streetwise a
presence.
Is it a common skill?
Yes.
Then you can roll it. You can have up to two dice plus wits, but you'll have to have equal number of black dice.
All right, wits. None. For streetwise.
Two. Oh wait, sixes explode?
Yes.
A whole lot of nothing.
Okay.
Three.
You got three successes?
Yeah.
All right.
What does ear of the street give me again?
Ear of the street means it's like gather info. You get bonuses to like talking to people and things like that.
So like my streetwise.
Yeah, so it's to your streetwise, yes. So yeah, you could I'll give it to you. Yeah, go ahead.
I am a private dick and all.
You should know these things.
I should know these things.
That's why I have you guys around.
Three successes.
Okay. So yeah, you're who all got
that wasn't loud.
Shut up.
Who all got successes?
I got one.
Okay.
Sean yeah, banking Sean. All of our successes all there. Right.
So yeah, Brick, you're like something yeah, you're like, no, we shouldn't stick around. And Laszlo, you're like, no, we need to go there, you know, because the major goes, drinks are on me. And you're like, no.
And they drag me out the door.
I'm walking to the bar, too.
Oh, what? Yeah, you're like, no, major, that's not a good idea. You know that the chief inspector of this area is a hard ass, and he's not going to stand for anything. He'll drag you all in.
Major, we got to go.
I concur.
Do you concur?
Well, what's the quickest route back to civilization?
I have a carriage outside.
What are you doing with the actor? Because he is like, yeah, you know that as soon as you turn your attention off of him, he's going to bolt.
I thump him.
I'll throw him in the carriage that I got parked out front.
Black bag
cuffs.
Inspector?
I think so. No.
I thump him.
We'll just bind him.
Yeah. No, black bag him. You know, sap him in the back of the head.
Put a bag over his head. Throw him in my carriage.
And you get in the carriage. Everybody filing into the carriage.
Yeah.
Right. Where are you going to go?
The major's house.
I'd rather not take a hostage to my house.
I know there's a
driver's like, where to, sir?
Well, why don't we?
Of a pig farm we could go.
I know there's a abandoned warehouse. We'll go there.
Yeah. Does anybody have a safe house?
That would be Bolt Hole. Anybody got the advantage Bolt Hole? I don't believe so. The only one that Booker had.
I was going to say, you made our characters. You should know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure nobody has Bolt Hole.
Here it is. Yes, I have it.
Streetwise, roll up. And
how far away from the docks are we?
The docks?
Yeah.
Actually, Whitechapel is a huge...
You're not in Whitechapel.
I know we're not, but we're only like a mile or mile and a half from Whitechapel.
You could go into Whitechapel if you want to go back to Whitechapel.
In the middle of the night?
No.
I don't think we want to do that, Major.
Now, I'll refresh your memory. The cat house across the street, the alley is wide enough to accommodate coaches.
I know. I was really wanting to get... You said get out of town. We should get out of this area.
They have drive-through service?
No.
We'll go to my apartment.
It's for the upscale.
You're
going
to go to your apartment?
Sure.
Fair enough. Why don't we take him back to...
The Black Lace Club?
No, the family that's looking for their daughter. Why don't we take him back there? Work him over there.
Remember when he said discreetly.
Right.
Yes.
Well, we could take him to their stables and work
sure.
him.
Sure.
I'm pretty under the radar. We can go to my place.
Where's your place?
221B Baker Street. Duh.
Yeah. You know that place.
All right. So you're going to go to Sean's apartment.
Yes. I think.
Okay. That's fine.
I'm cool with any place that's not my house.
Yeah. So, Laszlo, your landlord is actually pretty cool with you coming in at all hours of the night. You have your own private entrance and everything in the back. So, you know, it's not a big deal for you to go there. You wouldn't be able to park the carriage there.
No.
You adjourn to Laszlo's.
Okay.
You pull the bag off of the halfling. He, you know, sputters. Pointing a gun in his face.
Talk.
All right. He's like, and just, he looks at.
Just put that away. I'll use mine.
He looks at you. He looks at the major. He says, I don't know what to say.
I poke him in the chest and I say, that was quite rude of you.
And he says, you killed all the boys.
I believe you started that fight.
That's got a point.
That's right, Major. That's true. That's very true. It was self-defense, it was.
No one's going to miss you.
All right, he says, well, why were you following me? What's the meaning of this?
What do you know about the Merryweathers?
He is Merryweather, isn't he?
No, he's not. He's just an actor.
Roll intimidation.
No, Robin Merryweather is his name.
Yeah, that is his name.
The actor is a Merryweather?
Yeah. Yeah. We're looking for Penelope Austin.
No. The guy who has Penelope Austin is a Merryweather, correct?
That's what you're assuming.
That's the information we've been given. Well, this guy is not.
This is the guy that Dan was following from the theater.
Yes.
Oh.
He was a
different guy.
He was in a production where he was a child.
Oh, this is not Robin?
What does bad reputation do?
This is not Robin.
Bad reputation gives you a minus, gets bad to your reputation rule.
Hell, all this time I thought this
people
was...
People assume you're a criminal.
So if I were that help me in this situation, if I'm trying to intimidate somebody?
It might. If you kind of told them who you were.
All right.
I have an intimidate of one.
Okay, plus presence.
I have two.
Plus presence. I mean, so you're all kind of piling up on him?
Is this...
I am Ford Brick Medicine.
I have a bonus to presence rolls. Is this a presence base?
Yes. Yes, okay. It's presence.
Well, that's awesome.
I got three, sir.
Okay.
Ford Medicine. My friends call me Brick. You may call me Governor.
One.
Or Mr. Ford, sir.
One success.
What kind of gun you got, Ford? Mr. Ford, Brick?
44 Webley, thank you.
I'll trade you.
No, I didn't get any successes, but I didn't get any failures either.
Okay, so you're just kind of rattling off your name. He goes, that.
Ball, count them, sir.
All right, so you got your guys standing tough behind you. You got Brick announcing who he is. And
that's all he says. Do you know who I am? And just keep saying it over and over again.
All right, you've officially got him cowed, and you ask him about Merryweather, and he goes, Merryweather.
Yes.
Which one?
Robin.
All right, and make an empathy plus.
You guys presence. Don't have any empathy. Again.
Yeah, empathy plus presence.
Okay, I don't have empathy.
It's a common skill.
I don't have empathy. I don't want empathy.
I believe Jason's character does not have empathy. I have two.
Whoa,
two successes.
Out.
Do you? So who's rolling the common dice?
Not this guy. I don't need him.
Two. So I get this plus my presence?
Yes.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I got a six and a six on a black die, so I've got dick.
You've got nothing.
Sixes explode.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Zero.
Oh. No.
So I still, I netted nothing.
Okay. Net zero. Good job.
Two successes
Well
done, Beckford.
And two successes for the major. Okay.
Chip, chip, cheerio.
So you're like, you know, Merryweather, Robin Merryweather. And his face, you see his face kind of go white.
Don't play poker. That's how I know.
And you know that this is Robin Merryweather.
Oh.
Snap.
Hmm.
I was right.
I didn't catch that in the theater. Well, Then you're the man we're looking for.
Arnie says, no, I'm not.
What can you tell us about Penelope, and where is she?
Yeah.
All right, he says,
let's beat him to death and then let Mike heal him.
And then talk to him.
And then beat him again.
I'm against this.
Oh, damn. All
right, he says, he kind of looks around, looks at Reggie and, like, looks at your weapon at your side, knows that, he's pretty much got to come clean or he's going to end up floating in the Thames.
It may happen.
The Thames.
Anyway.
Thames.
Thames.
We call it the Thames. You're not from around here, are you?
Anyway.
Anywho.
So,
I think he's a Yank. I don't think he's British at all.
All right, he says, I was paid.
Uh-oh. Paid what? By whom?
For what?
He says, I was...
How much and where is it?
He's got questions coming at him from all directions.
Yeah, he's like, a bloke paid me. Says he wanted some girls, soft girls.
Oh, boy.
Indeed.
Says, human trafficking.
Penelope's turned into...
He says he fingered her from the beginning, you know?
Did he?
It didn't help any that as soon as you said it, Mike goes...
All very mature, gentlemen.
Awesome.
Fingered him.
Okay, to make sure... I'm with you here. So, the guy who paid him...
Right.
...asked for her specifically amongst others.
Correct.
We can assume. How many others?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, I mean, how many others... all I know is that he paid me to befriend Penny. He says he needed girls.
I think you're lying to
no,
me.
No, I swear. I swear I'm not lying.
Will you finger him?
Please, Beckford.
If I find him...
The laudanum is kicking me. Yes.
Who was this man?
All right, he says, I never saw his face.
Why do people always do business with people without faces?
This sucks.
He gave me £10.
£10?
Nice.
Start.
I don't have it with me.
Frisk him.
Thief.
He says,
you're a lieutenant.
He's a murdering thief.
I'm looking for clues.
He says, right. £10. He says, £10. He says,
we're in the wrong business.
No joke.
Said laundering girls.
He said, all I wanted me to do was make her my friend.
And where did you take her when you made her your friend?
Don't lie.
Again.
I'll know if you're lying. I'll point at my nose.
He has a nose for that kind of thing.
He says, it was always the same. He always came by coach. He always came to the Black Garter. He would come up. He would meet me in one of the girls' rooms. He'd come in. He would give me the money.
Wait a minute. If he came in, how did you not see him?
He was masked.
Ugh.
What kind of mask did he wear?
An expressionless white mask.
The opera. Let's set up another meet.
Okay.
So he says the only thing...
Like a four-chan mask.
No, that's Guy Fawkes.
I never seen his face. He would dress all in black. Black hooded cloak, white mask. He would come in.
How tall?
He's a pretty tall bloke. Human. He barely
You're asking a halfling how tall somebody is.
Well, apparently. Yeah, that's true.
Huge. He was a giant.
That's true.
12 feet if there was one.
But he wasn't a halfling.
No, and he says he had to duck to clear the door.
Indubitably. Ooh,
over 6 foot. 6 foot five.
He might be a giant.
Ogre. Are there giants in this setting?
No, yes. Yes, there are.
Yes. There okay. are. There are giants.
What's the average height of an ogre?
You could be a giant, I think.
It was Booka.
Or elves.
He says he said very little.
But
when he did, he spoke with a slur.
A slur?
Yes.
Like intoxicated?
Come on. Let me hear it.
Like
I know you can do an impression of it.
Like an ogre?
No.
Lisp?
Maybe.
Mm.
Like he had a speech impediment.
Have we spoke to anyone that spoke like that?
As if he had a cleft palate, perhaps.
Maybe. The only other thing that I know was that I went out after being paid once and caught a glimpse of his coach.
What was the license plate?
There was no license, but it was a cook's coach.
A what?
A cook's coach.
A rental.
Ah.
So it's mine.
What was the number of the cabbie?
I don't know.
You didn't see the number?
No.
Did they have numbers on these things?
I'm sure
then?
They probably did. Yeah.
Well, they have a way to identify them,
like a livery or something.
And I wasn't joking when I said license plate. I'm sure they had to have license.
He says the bloke just paid me last night for giving him penny.
Well, Where did you deliver?
At the garter.
Okay.
Well, let's go to the garter and.
Well,
we were just there.
No.
How far?
We didn't go in the garter.
Right now, we're fleeing your murders.
Just good point. Lay low for a while. So, here's the deal that I'm going to give you because I'm such a nice man. If we find Penny alive, we won't kill you. Sound like a good deal?
I don't know.
All right, kill him.
He shakes his head. He says, I don't know what he's done with her.
Wait, not in my apartment. Don't kill him.
He says, but a big bloke like that, I don't know.
Would I be able to roll a general knowledge?
For what?
To maybe if I know anyone that talks with a lisp, but that would be that tall.
Does it fit an MO? Well, here's my plan. This is what we need to do. We need to find a place to hold this guy because we're gonna turn him into the cops regardless.
What are we taking him to the cops for?
Human trafficking.
Human trafficking.
He kidnapped a girl.
Yeah.
We don't have proof of that.
A high society girl. He confessed.
It's true. It's enough.
All right.
It's enough.
It's our word against his.
This is true.
On the major's high society.
That's right. I think we need to retire for the evening.
And you do have a warrant of...
That's right.
You can arrest.
You can arrest people.
He's not a cop.
But he can make an arrest.
Actually, you know what? Yeah. Yeah. Just
Mike can do the same.
Let's just turn this guy right over to the cops. We got the information we need out of him. Yeah. So,
and he's confessed to you. You can testify.
Yeah. Our job is to get Penelope, and it can be Scotland Yard's duty to deal with the rest of
them. Let's go see if he's got a bounty.
Scotland Yard.
You have nothing to worry about, Lieutenant. You're all right.
Well, I can call Ernest Lipton or
You were just in his house like a couple hours ago.
While you're at the station house, look up.
But you can go to the station and turn him in.
See if there's any. Warrants out for a Reggie.
That's right.
Major, could you and I have a word in private for
a moment? Yes, I can look into that. I'll just randomly like, hey, you guys got any new bounties out right now?
Bounties? What are you, dog?
I wasn't wearing a neon sign that said my name.
No, but there'll be a
pretty close
for a pepper box killer.
RAF jacket is kind of a neon sign.
It was in a dark alley.
There can't be that many halflings.
There's a wanted poster.
No, you got to look at it this way. If it was a shady cop doing shady stuff, he's not going to turn you in.
Since he's dead.
Well, this is true.
There is a bolo out for the Pepperbox Bandit.
What I would like to do...
Not to be confused with a privy bandit.
Well, I want to take you aside and I want to tell you what happened.
Oh, yeah. Make him an accomplice.
I don't want to know. Ignorance is bliss.
You're an accessory now.
I don't know. I don't want to know.
Oh, well.
You're all right with me. All I know is it looks like you've been rolling around in shit because you rubbed shit on you earlier.
Part of my disguise, Major.
Right.
So what's the game?
Yes, you are. You probably didn't even let him in your house.
It's the same thing we did in the
Lieutenant,
Zulu War.
Next time, more muck, less shit.
Do you have a bathtub?
No, you're guarding the door out front. You're guarding my rental.
So this is what I would like to do. We can.
I'll take him to the station.
That wonderful VJ, thank you. Somebody's paying attention.
I just saved your life, little man.
Yes, quite possible.
Thank you.
I would like to. I want to sniff this guy out because I think he might be the kind of guy who hangs out at White's. I just have a feeling.
Who?
Our perpetrator.
Okay.
Our tall man with a lisp.
Okay. Yes, we have to find this guy.
It's the Crown Prince.
It could be. So, if that's the case, sorry about you, Penelope. There's not much we can do.
All right, so you're going to go to White's at this hour?
No, not tonight. That's why we need to adjourn for the evening.
Okay.
I think this is quite a strong evening's work.
Make a deduction or criminology. Make a criminology roll. You have criminology, don't you?
Oh, I do.
That would be down below.
Yes, 3.
Plus wits, and I'll give you a deduction bonus of +2 dice.
Woohoo! That's 8 dice.
That's a lot of dice. Theoretically, you should get 2.5.
Oh, 2 more 6s.
Wonderful sound.
Yes, it's not a waterfall you're hearing.
5 successes.
5?
He beat the odds.
Yes. All right, so you're like, the major's like, you know, we need to adjourn for the evening, blah, 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 blah. We need, you know, I think this, maybe I can go scout White's. And you're saying to yourself, if this guy has bought a woman, the first 48 hours are critical. If this guy means her harm, he'll probably do harm to her. The job is to save her, is to preserve her life and her reputation. So chances are tonight is critical. Adjourning would not be a good idea.
Okay.
All right. So let's go down.
Brilliant.
So to the Black Garter.
You can
crack some edge.
I think somebody's been watching Arts and Entertainment.
We need to go ahead and get this guy to the station. Send Veej with him, and we will continue the search. And then he can meet up with us.
Because we're going to.
In the next 48 hours, this girl's going to be dead.
Well, that would not be good.
VJ, so would you like me to accompany you to
Brilliant
the police
deduction.
Department?
Also, I'll even throw this in there because you did so well on your role there, that another thing that kind of caught your attention is the rental. The rental. Mm. The guy uses a rental.
Oh, there can't be
carriage.
Places that rent carriages.
Right, said it was a Cook's. Cook's is a carriage rental place.
Is that the same place? Because if you remember when we started the whole evening out, I said I called for a carriage for VJ and
it's the same place.
Okay,
which you frequent and give a lot of money to.
So all we got to do is talk to Stanley.
Hey, wait, wouldn't they have a record on where they take their clients to?
They would definitely have a record of where they're picking people up from. It would be up to the
So we could get a list of clients that have went to the Garter.
Yeah, you can get it. Well, it's all a matter of going to Cook's and talking to them.
How far away is Cook's?
Maybe
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Right.
Well, let's head there, and then Veej can drop off dude and meet us there.
VJ, you go and drop off Merriweather at the station. No questions are asked. They just say, Dr. Safibad, what can we do for you?
I have a perpetrator that I would like you to hold 24 hours or whatever.
He's a confessed demon trafficker. Book him.
And won't go into too much detail because...
pending investigation.
You know, we don't want someone stealing our collar.
Okay.
And since Jason's not here, we don't want them, you know, like he could be spilling the beans about, you know, the little halfling who killed a bunch of people in a bar.
Right.
Trying to cut a deal.
Okay. So hold him in a cell, put him in the cooler for overnight. And he's like,
put him on ice for 48 hours.
He shrugs and he points at one of the Bobby's standing there and says,
the drunk tanker.
Yeah.
You know, don't let him go until we come back for him or something like that.
Says, yes, doctor. That's all you had to do.
Yep.
Excellent.
Excellent, Smithers.
All right.
Now your meeting is at Cook's.
So, yes.
Then I stand around and talk for a while.
Okay. Yeah, get acquainted. How's your wife?
Check on, dude. You
know, oh, like, dear. I'm expected.
somewhere. Yes.
My partner. Yes, I look at my watch.
I'm paging him.
Yes, conversation. You get into a nice conversation. You know, like, everybody at the station.
I hear Big Ben toll.
Boom. Know, oh, crap.
I'm late.
Yes, you are quite liked at the station house. Everybody, you know, you're very conversational to everyone, and everybody appreciates that. On to Cook's. So yes, you arrive at Cook's. It's a carriage company that's actually it's generational. It's been owned by the same family forever. It's getting late,
right?
You know, so. Most of the carriage drivers they may have one or two late night guys, but for the most part, it's by special request only, and their office isn't even open. So you know, you go knocking on the door. One of the drivers opens up, looks out, and goes, "Hey, what's this all about?" And he looks and sees you, and he's like,
I smile.
Oh, hello, Major.
A word?
He's one of the. His name's. Philip.
Word, Governor.
It's Philip. He's actually a driver who's worked for you before. He says, hello, Major. Please come in. And he opens up and says, what are you doing standing out in the rain?
It's raining now?
It's always raining.
It's London.
It's true.
please come in. Dan and I was just getting ready to put on a pot of tea. Would you like some?
Be wonderful.
A bath would be better.
Actually, if it's raining, you need to
stand
outside.
So you're standing out in the rain.
And kind of wash off a bit.
There is a trough nearby for
The horses. Little...
That's a good point. I'll do that.
Don't sour the horse's water.
I don't give a shit about the horses.
It's awful.
Taking a bath.
All right. So you start washing off in the
trough.
Doing my clothes. Okay.
You keep a bar of soap on you?
You sure?
Okay.
Bar alive.
Anyway, so yes, Philip.
I'm going to poke around now that we're inside.
Okay.
I'm going to try to find log books and whatnot.
Okay.
I'm just going to be blatant about it. I don't
You're
care.
Just going to walk over and start flipping through a log book.
Damn.
Yeah. You know, the guy, Daniel, who just put on a pot of tea, kind of looks at you, but then looks over at the major and smiles. And he says, he holds up a flask, fancy a snort.
Thanks, mate.
No, I say, can I have a word with you gentlemen in private, please?
Of course. Of course, Major. Anything for you.
Thank you. So we chops off, you know, to the corner, a side room or an office or whatever. And I say,
right.
It's a matter of grave importance. I need to know. Did one of you stop at the Black Lace Club tonight?
All right. They kind of look at each other. And they say, that's not...
Off the record, of course.
That's not, all right. They kind of look at each other.
I take my flask out and take a nip and I offer it. You know, I offer it to them because it's the good stuff.
All right. You know. Roll empathy again. Empathy and presence. Everybody can if they want.
Woo-hoo.
If you don't have it, the two dice.
Well, I guess I don't need to.
I have it.
Nope.
Actually, I am not going to stand empathy outside. I'm coming in.
As soon as you get cleaned
up. The best way for me to get clean is for this to dry and I can scrape it off.
Uh-huh. Doesn't help the smell.
I did not actually rub horse pucky on me. It was mud.
Right. That'd be three.
Okay.
Two.
I got one.
Come on, sixes.
I'm just going to roll my presents.
One.
Okay.
Sorry. I forgot about my thing. I still have more dice coming to me.
Forgot my thing. Never forget your thing.
What thing?
I am, what is my thing?
It's your dick.
Hero. I have a bonus to social.
He's a hero.
That was two, three. Three. Sorry.
Three successes.
Oh, yeah. Wait. I have deduction.
Okay.
That only makes too much sense.
I didn't realize I actually do have deduction.
These are, yeah, it's an
another
advantage.
Plus two.
Yeah.
It's elementary, Sean.
You get the impression that, you know these guys. They're working men. They don't kind of, they really don't want to give up the goods without getting some money out of this.
Hmm. Well.
And you get the distinct impression that, if you give them each a fancy little tip, they'll give you everything they got.
Right.
They're not beholden to anything.
So I start talking. You know, gentlemen, I think I'm going to need a driver tomorrow. Should I pay you in advance for
that? They look at each other and they say, "You need a driver and a footman, or just a driver?"
Well, it couldn't hurt to have a footman along.
All right, he nods.
So what would be? Because the currency is foreign to me.
You can give him
a shilling.
A couple shilling would probably be good.
Yeah. Wonderful.
I only have five.
To your name? That's all you have?
And he gets a monthly stipend, but it's not. It's still early.
You're kept. Money works differently in this time. Mm. You know, it's all credit and favors, and we're fine.
I've got 10 pence.
I got you.
I got a freaking dime.
Dime gets you a lot back then, though.
Brother,
I've got 9 shillings.
More than me.
You're pretty well off.
I got five.
You better chill out on the ammo there, buddy.
I must have.
That's expensive.
Not it followed is. My own it's advice like, when like I betted on my own fixed fight the other day. Friggin' tenpence.
So anyway, so you say this is for
this is for tomorrow.
This is for you, for week. You guys for tomorrow, and get something nice for Mabel and the girls. And they're like, oh, thank you,
Oak. Are you an oak man?
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you, Major. Thank you. You're quite the gentleman. Says no. Neither of us have been to the Garda tonight, but last night, Philip says I did. I made a pickup there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what he said. It was last night.
Right? Yeah, last
sorry.
Night. How do you describe him?
Yeah.
Right.
The patron.
He says I've worked for him before.
Ooh.
He's already he contacted me earlier today, and in about an hour. I'm going to go work for him.
Where are you picking this gentleman up at?
This is where I always pick him up, sir.
And where would that be?
Usually between here and Limehouse. It's usually different every time. But the farthest out that I've ever picked him up was Limehouse. He says he wants to go to Battersea Park.
Oh, a little privacy in the park. Darkness.
Says, over where they're building the new zoo.
I say one guy gets in that coach.
It's also kind of a lover's lane.
Right.
One of us could masquerade as a footman.
He says there's a girl there that he wants to meet.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there always?
Right.
Well, we have the other coach waiting.
Says,
we can
this
all
man,
get in that
he
one.
Goes, he looks at Judy, says, Major, he says, I know you travel and are associated with some pretty bad blokes, but this guy's a pretty bad bloke himself.
Right.
I say we put the halfling on top.
I agree.
That's fine.
He's got the blunderbuss, pepper gun.
Pepper box.
Yeah. Okay, so.
He's not as bad as me.
I say we just.
He goes, you wanting to talk to this guy?
You could say that.
All right, he says.
You just do the job you were hired to do.
All right. He goes, is there any particular place you want me to take him?
I'm trying to, okay, what
this
do
is
I know?
Pig farm.
What do I know about the layout of this place?
Which one? Battersea Park.
The zoo, yeah.
Battersea Park it used to be a royal, a royal preserve.
Right.
Which they decided like 5 or 10 years ago to turn into an actual park. So they're turning it into a park. They turned it into a park, and now they're turning it into a zoo, like an area for the zoo. So it's a lot of it's under construction, and some of the pathways are kind of they're very windy, and that's where a lot of discreet meetings between lovers and people cheating on each other and stuff like that happens.
Okay, well,
let's have the halfling go as a footman. On well, that coach.
I mean, has he ever had a footman before?
No, it's always been one driver.
One driver.
And it's usually the same driver.
Okay. Yep.
He says he usually gives me quite a payday.
We could stash someone as small as a halfling.
In the coach.
Or on the coach somewhere.
On the coach, usually in the back, the
luggage rack.
The luggage rack.
And then we can
Reginald?
Get
yes, sir.
So what's the plan?
Stowaway.
Halfling. Okay.
Right. Okay, so...
What am I doing?
How far away is this place from here?
It's actually right across the bridge.
We should probably get the major to the park ahead of time with his rifle.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Well, he says, I'm supposed to pick him up in about an hour and a half.
Right.
So you got 2 hours until...
Right.
If you have a particular place...
In
Battersea Park that you
drop
want,
him off in a clearing.
Next to the big statue.
Okay, yeah, there is a fountain. That's kind of cleared out.
Right.
He goes, yeah, I could drop him there.
And is there a place where I can
set
up?
All right. There's construction all over the place.
Right. Okay.
So where are you stowing me?
We were thinking about keeping you on the car.
In the luggage, in the back where they put the luggage.
We get the major to the park ahead of time.
Okay.
VJ and the detective should probably attempt to trail him in some way.
We'll stay in my other carriage that I have.
Well, if we've got this time, you could already be there.
True.
Well, we should probably have somebody following him in case he changes direction.
It's true.
And then that's why we'll have the halfling stashed away on the carriage in case we lose
the
him.
Absolute.
Right.
Do you want me to blow him away?
Make sure. Well,
if worse comes to worse.
Just from the knees down, please.
We want to speak to him.
You know this for a fact. He will not have the girl with him.
Right.
We need to question him and find out where the girl is.
Yep.
And then I'll go to the park ahead of time and be somewhere close by our drop-off point.
And then you guys will be there to arrest whatever's left of him.
Mm-hmm. We'll come riding up to save the day.
So, Major, you do want me to shoot him or no?
No.
Not if you can avoid it.
All right.
Shoot him in the foot.
I haven't shot anyone for hours.
The way it goes down, you're dropped off, Major. You take a good sniper position.
I'll go hide in a bush.
You go hide in a bush. And then you, Laszlo and VJ, you are following the carriage.
We're
going
to just
carriage.
Be in our carriage, and we're instructed to lay back.
I'm thinking, but at this time of night, how many carriages are going to be out?
Time is it?
It's
going to
be
2 a.m., is it?
It's getting pretty late.
It's near midnight.
Yeah.
Midnight. We could be on our way home.
Try and be as discreet as possible.
Yes.
No, you should be the opposite of discreet.
Should be
obvious.
I mean,
you shouldn't be. No,
set
you should be like trailing them real close.
You should just come right to the side.
Grey Poupon.
No, you should. Yes. You should. You should act like you're a knight on the town. You know, you're out and you're drinking. You're
two guys
singing. Why not? You're two old army buddies or navy buddies, and you're singing body songs and
drinking laudanum.
Sure. Yeah, drinking laudanum.
It's not a beverage. How many times do we have to go over this?
Double laudanum on the rocks, please.
No, laudanum, do you remember...
Tombstone.
Yes, tombstone. Yeah, no,
it's a liquid.
And they pour it into a spoon.
It's a little syrup.
Yeah, it's syrupy. Like a cough syrup. Yeah.
So I recall she would put her finger in it.
I'm just taking multiple pulls.
Right.
It's an opium derivative.
Which means Sean's no good to us, right?
I'm getting all numbed up for the fight.
For your headaches. Yes.
So when's VJ coming back?
Yeah, you know, as you guys are getting ready, making your plans, he shows up. The cook's carriage leaves. You guys follow it to Limehouse, which East Limehouse, which is a street far to the east near Chinatown. This guy steps out of an alley.
Judy.
And you're looking at him, you're like, this guy is as tall as an ogre, but he is nowhere near as thick as an ogre. He's like big and lanky.
An elf?
He's wearing he has a deep cowled cloak, gets into the carriage, and then rides past you as you guys get ready to, as you're going one way, getting ready to turn around.
I'm already in the carriage.
Yeah, you're in the carriage.
I'm in the boot.
Yes. Make a perception check. Perception plus wits.
And the lanky guy is.
And you guys need to do the same. Perception plus wits.
Hey, look at that.
Three, Eric.
Look at that roll, baby.
So bird nuts.
Okay. That's good. So you got four. You got three. As they pass by, you get a glimpse of this guy. He's really tall and thin. And you're like, oh my gosh, that is definitely not an ogre.
Hmm. Could it be an Eldrin?
Could be a very, very tall one.
Or a Zulu.
No. But you don't see anything because you're boxed in.
Right.
You're boxed in the
what did you have to roll for?
Listening.
Oh.
So, he sounds very tall.
Laszlo? Yes. Laszlo, you see this guy, and he's, like I said, he's got a cowl. You see he's wearing a full face mask, expressionless face mask with eye holes. It covers most of his face, but because you rolled so well, in the lantern light or the lamp light, he turns his head and it's covering most of his face, but you see it kind of slip a little bit, and you see that he has a massive scar on the side of his face, like to the point where it deforms his mouth.
Hence the lisp.
You hear him speak.
Yes.
To the driver, and he says, "About to see Park." Make a general knowledge roll.
Oh, it's Latin.
Okay.
None.
All you know is this is a foreigner. Not only does he speak with a lisp, he speaks with an accent. You can't quite place it.
Don't know if it's European, Asian.
It's European, but you don't know from where.
Would you like to come back to my place, Bouncy Bouncy?
That's what VJ sounds like.
So
I will not buy this record. It is scratched.
All right, so, yes, the carriage comes riding into the clearing, right to the fountain, exactly as the driver said, Philip said he was going to do.
Good man.
He stops, knocks on the carriage, indicating it's time to get out. The door opens. You guys are within visual range. The other carriage, you guys are in visual range. So VJ and Laszlo, you can see what's going on, but at a distance. They're in a pool of light from a gas lamp, whereas you guys are in shadow. Major, you have full visual of what's going on. You're plugged in to your gun, everything, you're getting good.
Yeah, what does that do for me?
Plus two dice.
Oh.
It should say on your character sheet.
Can I crack the boot?
You can, if you want to. And then Brick, you're in the bushes right there, so you can see what's going on too. He steps out and he looks around, and then he turns, and as he's, you know, he says to the driver, "This is not where we are supposed to go." Brick and Reggie make general knowledge rolls as you're trying to place the accent again.
Should we spring out and say, "You're under arrest.
You are nicked, son John."
My best guess on what Eric just did there was German, but...
All right.
I can't hear. I'm far away.
So, and you see that the driver, Philip, he's not quite sure what to do.
Right. Well, this was going to be my intention. Okay, how... Is there like an aim function in this game?
Yes.
Here's my goal.
I'm
biding my time for a shot. I'm going to see how it plays out.
So you're plugged in. You're watching what's going on. You can tell that Philip is starting to get a little nervous because he was expecting you guys to jump out and go, ha-ha. And you haven't jumped out and gone, ha-ha yet.
Nobody has ha-ha'd.
So he's getting a little worried because this guy looks like he could probably rip Philip in half.
It can happen.
Well, I will just get out of my cart or my carriage and walk over there and tell him,
So you are outside of visual range, but well, he's under light. That's why you can see him.
Yeah.
You're not really that close. So are you going to make your way to him? Or are you going to have the carriage ride up to him?
Have the carriage ride up to the other one.
Okay. So you tell the carriage driver to move forward.
Yes.
Okay.
Second I see that carriage move, I step out of the bush.
Okay. So you're stepping out of the bush.
As soon as I see him, I stand up in the boot.
Okay.
And step out. I'm not going to stay.
Like half in, half out? You'd be under some cover.
Well, 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 what's all this then?
I'm not going to take a chance on the driver taking off and knocking me out.
Okay. You pop out of the bush. You pop out of the boot. The carriage is moving forward. Major, you're seeing all of this go down. You're concentrating on his leg. And, in fact, Philip does move forward, but not, like, take off. He just kind of moves, like, so that way the guy couldn't get back into the carriage.
Can I go ahead and jump out? Or?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're out. Okay. You out.
Ha-ha!
So, yes, you jump out. You're the
pistol in
the second carriage comes rumbling up, and VJ and Laszlo are coming out of the carriage at the time. So, yeah, there's a very aha moment. The man just stands there, stock still, turns his head from side to side, looking like, you know, what's going on. And then you've got him essentially surrounded.
Did anybody sharpen any stakes? I think this guy's a vampire.
Oh, that would not be good.
Oh, my God. It just occurred to me. It's midnight.
Midnight.
This guy's got a Eastern European accent.
He's a werewolf.
No, he's a vampire.
Oh, vampire.
It's Vlad.
The werewolf.
All right, he says, what do you want?
Where's the girl then?
She's not here. Leave me alone.
That's not how it works, Sunshine.
We are here to acquire a young lady by the name of Penelope.
Reacquire, as it were.
You come clean with her, you can go.
All right. He looks from side to side, pushes his cloak back, and he's got two big Bowie knives.
Do I see them from my vantage point?
Initiative.
Follow us on Twitter.
We're at Gamers Table.
Like us on Facebook.
Listen to us on iTunes.
Or on Stitcher.
Got a question you want read during the show? Send us an email at feedback@gamerstable.com or leave us a voicemail at 559-546-1231. Check out some other great shows affiliated with us at rpgcrosstalk.webs.com.
You have been listening to Gamers Table, registered trademark, SciTangent Productions. Visit us at gamerstable.com. Products and intellectual properties discussed during this podcast are the properties of their respective owners. This production is for entertainment purposes only. Any commercial broadcast is prohibited without written consent from SciTangent Productions.